Piki mai, kake mai, and welcome to Our Changing World from Radio New Zealand National.
Now, remember Meccano? This quintessential boys' toy of a bygone era has been undergoing a bit of a renaissance lately and featured in a recent exhibition at Te Papa Tongarewa in Wellington.
Justin Gregory went along to talk with Peter Hancock, the president of the New Zealand Federation of Meccano Modellers.
Mr. Hornby of the Hornby Trains was the inventor of Meccano. He had two sons, and he was very concerned that they were always wanting new toys, because apparently the problem existed in those days, that they always wanted new stuff. So he made Meccano because he thought that it was something he could take apart and put together and make different models from. And from that, he was a tally clerk, working. He changed and went into the back room building of Meccano. It started out initially as a product called Easy Built, and then went on from there to, in 1905, was registered as Meccano.
Right.
And we started off, we had the nickel period, which was that windmill over there going around.
Yes.
From nickel, we noticed that with nickel, especially with the boxes that they used to pack them in with oak, it used to react, so it used to tarnish badly. So they then changed over the years, and as was mentioned before, the green and red, and there's been about four or five versions of that over the years, and we can actually trace the years of them up to today, where they're now using all sorts of multi hues and colours for the same parts.
So it's a question of aligning the wheel.
It is indeed.
Putting the rod through.
Am I allowed to swear?
You well are.
And I would imagine it would be almost obligatory working with things like this.
Yes, okay. I'm going to try and assemble somebody else's Ferris wheel.
Oh,
and
right.
The owner's there, so if I make a mistake, there'll be a bellow of fury.
Oh, I see.
Looks as though I'm going to need a fairly large hammer. I'm David Wall. I started Meccano 70 years ago.
70 years ago.
Before the Second World War.
Right.
I've had several goes at it, but this is the final one, I think. And 36 years ago, I started the Auckland Meccano Guild.
Mm-hmm.
It's now a fairly old-fashioned technology. This is a mechanical technology.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you know yourself, everything now is digitised
and
the rest of it.
What do you think is still useful, though, about it, given that it has, to some extent, been superseded by digital technology?
Well, it's a tactile hobby. You've got to use this and these together.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you don't... The keen ones don't bother looking at instruction books. You develop your own models.
Right, right. Yeah. Good morning, I'm Justin Gregory from Radio New Zealand, and you are?
William Irwin.
Great, and tell me what we've got here, William.
Well, it is a mechanical analogue computer.
Good
known
Lord.
As a differential analyzer, which calculates differential equations by integration and produces the answer on a plotting table in graphical form. These were used extensively in the 1930s because it was the quickest way to solve complicated equations. These machines, which were very popular in the United States, several were built over there, and then they were also built in the UK. Big monster machines, not small ones out of Meccano.
Right, okay.
Although the one at Motat is Meccano-based.
Good Lord.
Because the parts were quick and easy to obtain in the 1930s. It's set up for solving a simple differential equation for harmonic analysis.
Mm-hmm.
Simple harmonic analysis, which is a pendulum swinging.
Right.
And the output from that is, in fact, a sine curve, which we are busy plotting on that graph at the moment.
I see.
Now, in the 1960s, these all became obsolete because digital computers were invented. And what this thing did in 2 weeks for a complicated differential equation can now be done in a few seconds on your pocket computer, you see.
It's compelling, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is. So it's a piece of history, just in a way, really, as Meccano is.
Yes.
So where are you at? Is it ready to run? Can we...
Yes, I can set it going for you. There you are. The main drive is from this motor here, which... drives the table at a constant speed forward.
Mm-hmm.
That is known as the X variable, which is based on time.
Right.
So that's constant. Time is constant. Now, the other drive from that motor is fed into the system via these various actual rods and gears to the integrator tables. They interact in a way which represents that equation.
Right.
And then the answer of that comes out here on the Y axis here to the pen, which is moving across the paper, and it's and hence the graph is drawn. Now, in real life, in the old days, they used to plot it on graphical graph paper,
right?
So you could scale off your answers, and that was usually accurate enough for what they were looking for.
Yes. Can you slow it?
Right. Here we are.
Ah,
right.
Good Lord. When you say you understand the principles of it, what's your background that you understand the principles of?
I'm a civil engineer.
You're a civil engineer.
Structural. Mm. But, you know, so I have done the mathematics.
Right.
Although, you know, I was a bit rusty on differential equations. I had to gen up it, again on it after all these years. But, you know, I have the background.
Right, okay.
And I was also involved in computers, IBM. IBM 360s and that sort of thing.
What about your involvement with Meccano? How far back does that go?
Oh, that goes back to childhood. Mm. you know, every boy of my generation played with Meccano. Mm. Mm. And, of course, once one goes off to university and got other things on your mind, studying and cars and girls and all sorts of things, it gets packed away.
Right.
But it came back again in 1980 when I was married and had children. Mm. And I hauled it out, what I had, and built something for my daughter, actually. And then I got interested again. And I've been at it ever since. Joined the local club, acquired more Meccano. It's a good hobby.
I guess when you stop being a child who's interested in building things out of Meccano and become a structural engineer, you're kind of doing the same things on a much larger...
Yes, well, I might add that Meccano played a large part in me deciding to do engineering. Mm-hmm. It really did.
Talk to me a little bit about that. How was that? What sort of things were you building as a child that you decided you wanted to build as an adult?
Well, all the usual things, you know, cranes, motor cars. I remember building a big lift, you know, about a metre and a half high with a little carriage that went up and down, but I didn't have enough parts to make it. It was pretty flimsy, you know, because of lack of parts. All sorts of things. Sort of little cable car, you know, which you hook to the end of the door, down onto the ground, and goes up and down the string.
It's fairly sophisticated things.
Yes, but, you know, it's not just... Well, it is a toy.
Mm.
But it is also...
A learning tool,
and you can build scientific instruments. And you know, many things have been, many scientists have used Meccano in their work. You know, this is just one example. The guys at Manchester University, Douglas Hartree, went over to the United States, saw this huge differential analyzer built by the Americans at MIT, and he came back and said, "Well, that looks like a giant Meccano set. Maybe we can build something here at Manchester." And he got his assistant along and he hauled out his old Meccano and they did a mock-up. And it worked.
Fantastic.
So they expanded on it, and that was the first Meccano-based differential analyzer. And they actually used it for serious scientific work. This one at MOTAC is the second one. That was built at Cambridge University in 1935. Subsequently in the UK, they did build the large-scale ones, of course. But they kept the Meccano-based one for the simpler problems.
Mm.
And that one at MOTAC came to New Zealand in 1950. A guy called Dr. Harry Whale was studying at Cambridge and bought it for £100 and brought it back to New Zealand. And it was used for 10 years here at the DSIR in Wellington. And it was used for various scientific problems in New Zealand.
Right.
For instance, the dams down the Waikato River, the whatever equations were involved in calculating the river flow.
It was all done on a Meccano set.
Yeah, it was done on that one sitting at MOTAC.
It's remarkable.
It's quite a bit of history, isn't it?
It really is, Peter, there were queues of people downstairs waiting for the gates to open.
Yes, it's going very well. You're blowing me away.
Hi, morning, what's your name?
Hannah.
And your name is?
James.
What are you guys building this morning?
I'm building a sledge.
And I'm building a windmill.
A windmill. So you're working off the plans that are in front of you. This is on the interactive table here.
Yeah.
Do you guys work with Meccano generally?
No,
this is
not
our
really.
First time doing it.
Okay. So how are you going?
Good.
What do you think?
I think it's great. We saw it on telly with James May's Toy Stories.
Yes.
And we've never done it, so this is the first time. We do Lego, so this is on the dark side, perhaps. I don't know. seeing some of the constructions here, it's just amazing. Oh, it's just incredible.
Remarkable stuff.
My brother had Meccano, but that was a boy thing. I had dolls. He had Meccano. So.
I just make it from the picture instead of reading the instructions. That's what I'm doing.
I need 12 bolts.
I'm just making it from the picture.
So what's the verdict? Would you like some Meccano?
Yeah.
Maybe finish it.
I know. It's nearly
Christmas. We'll probably have to... I know. Well, we've made some lists. We might have to check them twice.
We'll have to make more.
You'll find a link to the New Zealand Federation of Meccano Modellers on our webpage, radionz.co.nz/ourchangingworld.